Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful Westchester Hills Golf Course here in White Plains. We're here for Hospice of Westchester's 15th annual Golf Invitational Benefit. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, leading it off, my very first guest, and she is the CEO with Hospice of Westchester. She is Mary Spangler, who joins us. And first of all, congratulations to you, a milestone for the organization, 25 years, your silver anniversary. Tell us all about that.
Sure, we were established 25 years ago. We are the only freestanding hospice in Westchester. That's all we deliver is hospice care. We're not affiliated with any other organization. We provide end-of-life care to adults and children. We have a new children's program. And we provide that to all the residents of Westchester County. We have like what I like to call three niche programs. We have two on the adult side, where we care for adults in their homes, which is sort of the traditional model of providing care. We also have a program we provide hospice care, end-of-life care, to residents of skilled nursing facilities. And in the past 3 years, we established our pediatric program called Comfort Crew, where we care for anywhere from infants to 21 years of age. And again, that's an option that those children and their families can have to provide care in their homes, where previously they were pretty much hospital-based.
Is there a growing need for hospice care?
Yeah, I think there is a need for it. I think the issue is that it's difficult. It's a sort of national trend for people to come to terms with what it means and what it is. And in New York State, I think on the Medicare data, they're the third lowest utilizer of hospice care in the country. And I think it's just trying to get our message out and to help people come to that decision, to help the other healthcare providers understand what's offered on the continuum of care once acute treatment care is no longer viable, and how we can help patients and maintain them in their homes for the last days of their lives.
It's always a very difficult decision for any family, because we have a growing population, to whether to keep their parents at home or to put them in a nursing care facility. That's a very difficult and very stressful decision.
Absolutely, and we understand that, and you know, we're here to help people make that decision, to have those conversations. We send nurses and social workers into the home to help families understand what we can do before they're even admitted to our program, so that they fully understand the benefits and that they can take advantage of the services if they want. I understand that it's very difficult to give up treatment. I am a breast cancer survivor myself, and so I know what treatment means and what it can do for one's life. And so I think we all appreciate that those decisions are hard. But we just want people to be informed, to understand what their options are, and to, you know, take advantage of a care program that can really help them at the end of their life.
Now, this is the 15th year that this fundraiser is taking place. How much money do you hope to raise from this particular event?
We raise about $50,000, $60,000, and it goes directly to fund our programs for the care that I described. We also have some additional programs that are unfunded through the traditional reimbursement programs. We have a very large bereavement program, which provides services to families after the death for 13 months. We have a newly specialized parent-child bereavement program to support our children's program. And we also have a complementary care program, which offers massage, music, Reiki, pet therapy, and art therapy, primarily to patients, but also to families. And we use the art therapist a lot in our children's program for siblings.
If anybody's listening to this and wants more information about the organization, where can they contact you?
They can contact us. Our offices are at 1025 Westchester Avenue. Our number is 914-682-1484. And we have a very good website, hospiceofwestchester.com. And we also have a couple of videos on there where patients and families share their experiences.
Mary Spangler, thanks so much for joining us. And good luck with this event tonight. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Where's Mary Spangler? She is the CEO of Hospice of Westchester joining us. We're going to take a short break and come back in just a moment. And we'll be back with more right after this word of interest. So stay right with us.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful Westchester Hills Golf Course here in White Plains. We're here for Hospice of Westchester's 15th Annual Golf Invitational Benefit. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, our latest guest, he is a local attorney from Scarsdale. He is John Gagan, who is a supporter of Hospice of Westchester. Good afternoon to you, John, and tell us about how you came to support this wonderful organization, which is celebrating its silver anniversary this year.
Well, I'm delighted to be here again. We got involved with this event a number of years ago. I had a longtime client who created a foundation prior to her demise, and that foundation, among its purposes, because she was a patient of hospice, is a sponsor for hospice and has been for over 20 years now. And we are just delighted to see the work that continues as a result of the extraordinary efforts put on by the group who run hospice and who take care of people like our late lamented Hildegard Bescher.
Now, you've been with the organization for the majority of the 25 years. What does that mean to you?
Well, it is a passage of time. It's unfortunate. The work is going to continue to go on. It's going to be necessary that it go on. It's a positive in so many ways that the group has expanded its catchment area throughout the county of Westchester and has served so many patients, and the need continues, unfortunately. So I expect I'll be doing it for a few more years.
In fact, we spoke with CEO Mary Spangler, and she agreed with me that there is a growing need for this kind of care, this hospice care.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And unfortunately, also I'm sure Mary mentioned to you that the government support is eroding, and so the need for the kinds of things we're doing by way of fundraisings like today is even more essential.
Yeah, in fact, I forgot how much they said they were expected to raise. I think somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000, I think they were looking to raise today.
That would be wonderful. I would hope it'd be at least that.
They've been doing this 15 years now, this actual golf benefit. So certainly fundraisers like these really do help this organization.
Yes, they do. And the fact that the community awareness continues to expand, I think there are many people here who don't know about hospice. They'll learn about it today. There are people who love golf, and they come out for an event like this, and they find out about hospice, and they get committed.
It really is a good cause because, and again, you know, for hospice, again, as we said, there is a growing need for it because it's a very tough decision for families what to do with your loved one when that time comes to make such a difficult decision, where to put them.
Yes, perhaps it's tough, but I would hope it would be easier as people learn about it because what hospice permits you to do is keep your family intact and to provide the care that's needed for those who are terminally ill, but leave them at home with their loved ones and in a surrounding that they far prefer. My father was one who wanted to be at home all of his last years. He didn't need hospice care, fortunately, but were he to have needed it, it was great to know that it was there.
Because it is a much better option, I would think, than a typical nursing home. It's a much better option for the family, a lot less stress, and as you say, it keeps the unit together.
Indeed. And the caregivers are extraordinary across the board. You cannot consider them anything but angels.
And that support, I mean, these people are the engine that runs it, if you will. It really helps these families get through such a difficult time. And as you said, ease that transition.
Yes. I remember when I first got involved with the hospice movement in Westchester County, Dame Cicely Saunders, who created it at St. Christopher's Hospital in London, England, came over to give a talk to us at Iona College. And the title of her talk was, Who Cares for the Caregivers? Because it is an extraordinarily dedicated group of people who deal with the ongoing reality of the transition of life to death. And somebody has to take a step back and help those people with that. It's a very difficult job they undertake.
If anybody who's listening to this wants to contact you particularly or about the organization, where can they contact you?
Well, I would prefer they go through hospice, and I'd be happy through Holly Benedict or Mary Spangler or anybody at hospice to talk to anyone who would like to learn more about it. I think it's an extraordinary effort and a well-worthy charity.
Well, Jack, we appreciate having you on, and again, continued support and success to you too.
Thank you so much.
Jack Egan, an attorney at law and supporter of Hospice of Westchester, joining us here. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're going to take a short break. We're here at Westchester Hills Golf Course again for Hospice of Westchester's 15th Annual Golf Invitational. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful Westchester Hills Golf Course here in White Plains. We're here for the Hospice of Westchester's 15th Annual Golf Invitational Benefit. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest is Bill Flukes. He is a past board chair for Hospice of Westchester, current chair of the Development Committee, and is a very big supporter of Hospice of Westchester. Bill, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for being here to help us.
Now, tell us, you were a big supporter. What does Hospice of Westchester mean to you as far as your support?
My support is, hospice is a very important aspect of people's end-of-life needs. And the sooner that people realize that they need hospice, the better off that their loved ones are when they're turn themselves into hospice and allow them to help them through their last few days.
As past board chair, what was your particular function in dealing with the organization?
We just support. We have, you know, obviously rules and regulations that we make sure they're enforced, and we fundraise for them and take care of what they need as far as the staff goes. The staff does a great job. Mary Spengler is the CEO, and she has a great staff, and she does a great job with those people in helping everyone through their end-of-life crises.
With this particular event, this is the 15th year that this event has been going on, this golf fundraiser. They were expecting, I guess, in the neighborhood of about $50,000. Correct me if I'm wrong, how much they were going to raise, about that much?
Yeah, close to that. This is actually the most foursomes we've had, the most support we've had in 15 years. So we're very happy and very pleased. And, of course, God bless us with a great day. So that helps even more.
Why is there such a greater need for hospice? It is growing. I mean, we have an aging population. Yes, we're living longer. But at some point, families may have to make that very difficult decision whether to put them into hospice care like this or a nursing home. It's a very difficult decision. Do you kind of help facilitate, as an organization, how to make that a little easier?
Sure, we do. The staff does that make it a lot easier for them. And the fact is that you can be on hospice at home. You can be on hospice in a hospital. You can also be in hospice in a nursing home. So we provide all of those details for them and try and bring them into that program to make it the end of life a little easier for them.
It really gives the family kind of a support system so they don't have to feel like they're taking the whole burden by themselves. There's somebody that has their back to help them through this whole process.
Absolutely, and that's what the staff does and eases them into that with medications and care and the things that they do for them, massage therapy, support therapy, and even after care, after someone passes away, they do a lot of after follow-ups with them, which is really important to the people because no matter how much you think it's okay that the person was sick and you want them to go home.
Now, thank you. Right, and this is the biggest fundraiser. Are there other fundraisers like this during the year, not just this golf outing? Are there other ways to help raise that money for this wonderful organization?
Yes, actually this year is our 25th anniversary, and we are celebrating our silver anniversary in celebration in September at Westchester Country Club. And that is our biggest fundraiser. This is the second biggest fundraiser. And so we always look for support. And that's in September at the Westchester Country Club. It's called In Celebration. And this year is going to be our 25th, so it's going to be huge.
25 years, and certainly this is a need that will continue. Unfortunately, as it is to say, but it is a need that will continue. And that's why this organization is so valuable to a lot of people.
It is so valuable, and that's why with sequestration and a lot of the cuts that have come from the government, we need more help than we did 5 years ago. Sequestration is now costing us $200,000 a year in lost funds from the government. So how do we make that up? Golf outings, In Celebration, and help from the general public in donations.
This is where the local community coalesces together to help you as an organization because, as you say, you can't count on the federal government with the financial problems we've been hearing about.
No, absolutely, and that's why we always reach out to the public as much as we can. Facebook, all kinds of social media, just getting the word out that hospice is here, hospice is there for you, we need your help.
And again, we can't emphasize enough, again, if you want more information, you should contact Hospice of Westchester if you want to learn more.
Absolutely, Hospice of Westchester, Facebook, Twitter, they're all there.
All those platforms. Bill, thanks so much for joining us. Continued success to you and the organization and this wonderful fundraiser.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you for being here. We appreciate that.
That's Bill Flukes, again, a supporter of Hospice of Westchester, joining us. If you've just tuned in, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from Westchester Hills Golf Club. This is for the 15th annual Golf Invitational. And again, it sponsors, it benefits Hospice of Westchester. It's been doing it now for 15 years. And again, 25 years, the silver anniversary of this organization, this fine organization, has been around. We're going to take just a short break, and we're going to step aside. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just
just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the beautiful Westchester Hills Golf Course here in White Plains. We're here for the 15th annual Golf Invitational to benefit Hospice of Westchester. Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, we're pleasure to have us here on set, is the board chair for the Hospice of Westchester. She is Susan Ubis, who joins us today. Susan, good to have you with us, and your impressions of this event. This is the 15th year that this Golf Invitational has been had. Your thoughts on this?
And it's been our biggest event since in the 15-year history of this event, so we're thrilled. This year, besides the fact that we had the most beautiful day of the week for this event, is that we actually started something new for those people who would like to come but don't know how to play golf or are new to the game. We had a golf clinic, and that was a lot of fun.
So that's a new twist this year. So not just those who are more of a pro at it, those who want to learn and want to try their hand at golf. This was new this year for the first time.
Exactly. You know, so many people say, well, I would love to come to the event, but I feel uncomfortable because I don't play. So this was a way to get them in. And I thank one of our fellow board members, Mary Gibbons Gardner, for suggesting it and getting the ball rolling with it. It's terrific.
Sounds like it was more inclusive this year because of that added wrinkle this year.
Exactly. It was. It was.
Now, again, Hospice, for those who just tune in, they're not aware of it, the 25th anniversary, the silver anniversary of this fine organization, 15th years, we said, of this particular fundraiser. So, again, the fact that there's a growing need for hospice here in Westchester, and an organization like this is very valuable.
So it's very interesting because hospice is really growing across the country, the use of hospice services, not so much on the East Coast. And a lot of that is, I think, related to the access to world-class medicine here, where we are doing so much more for people at the end of life to keep them alive, regardless of, I'm not saying we shouldn't do it, but regardless of how much pain and suffering or lack of quality of life that they have. So hospice really takes that into account and wants to reduce and alleviate the pain and the suffering and make those last days or months of life much more livable for the people who are nearing that and that last journey. Because at the end, really, it's how do you want to live when you don't have that many days left to live? You want to live them to the fullest.
And you want to live it as comfortably as you can, as difficult as a decision it is for the family where to put their loved ones when that time comes. That hospice is a very good option for them.
And also, when you've alleviated pain and suffering, people actually tend to live a little bit longer because they're not feeling that stress and they're not working so hard to overcome the pain.
They're not thinking about that pain so much because all their loved ones are around them on a daily basis, so they know that somebody is there to be with them.
Right. And they get to enjoy that time with their family and their loved ones and really say what they have to say and do what they want to do.
But also, not just for the older set, but I understand that hospice also serves younger people, like from right up to age 21, I guess, right?
Well, from infant birth, unfortunately, there is a need for hospice service for the youngest, the smallest of our population. And we have developed a program over the past few years called Comfort Crew, which is a palliative care program for those littlest patients. I don't know if you heard Mary speak a few minutes ago about an infant who recently passed away on the Comfort Crew program, who was born with an incurable brain tumor, inoperable brain tumor, and her parents decided to bring her home. And she lived for a while at home with her siblings, and they got to spend time with their younger sister. And it was a very special time for not only for their family, but also for our staff. Our staff really are angels. They really
are. Yeah, let's talk about how does the staff comprise of who actually is part of the hospice as far as the actual staff? Can you explain that a little bit more? Like, who helps these families in particular?
I could not.
As far as like the staff, how the staff helps out the family, get through that process?
So we have nurses and home health aides and bereavement counselors and social workers, all of whom are there to help the family as a team, in addition to art therapists and massage therapy and all other types of holistic alternative therapies that help families get through the process. But particularly when you're dealing with a child, we really focus on the other children in the household and help them cope in addition to helping their parents and grandparents. We really, because the younger children, the siblings often have issues dealing, understandably, with the death of a brother or a sister. So we definitely focus on the needs of those children.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, for a young kid, they really don't understand what that's all about. It's very traumatizing for them. They say, why did it happen?
Well, we try and alleviate, make that as minimize the trauma as the best we can. And that's just really, it's all about education and giving them attention and being able to identify when they have questions and answer them and preempt any potential, other trauma down the road.
And just to tie this event all together, I understand they're expecting to raise about $50,000 or close to that with this particular event, which, again, I guess is the biggest, if not one of the biggest, fundraisers that you mentioned this year.
That's correct. And then we have our 25th anniversary in the fall, and we have a capital campaign going on called the Commitment to Caring Campaign. We really have been hurt by cuts in reimbursement over the past few years, as well as many other health care providers have to provide unreimbursed services that are mandated by the government. We won't skimp on that. We will continue through the generosity of our donors to provide new programs and continue our existing programs to benefit those that we serve.
Well, having said that, if anybody's listening to this and they want to donate or they want more information, where can they contact hospice?
They can contact hospice through, just call us at our offices. And we're right here in White Plains on Westchester Avenue, and ask for Holly Benedict, and she would be very happy to help you. Or go on our website, hospiceofwestchester.org, and we would be delighted to answer any of your questions, whether it's about hospice in general, about any of our services. We're very happy to help wherever we can.
Well, Susan, congratulations to your organization on its 25th year, 15 years doing this wonderful event. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Susan Eubens. Again, she's board chair with Hospice of Westchester. They're located right here in White Plains. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live. If you just tuned in from Westchester Hills Golf Course, again, we're here for the 15th Annual Golf Invitational, which benefits Hospice of Westchester. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back to wrap things up right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we've been broadcasting live this afternoon and evening from the beautiful Westchester Hills Golf Course in White Plains. We've been here for the 15th Annual Golf Invitational, which benefits Hospice of Westchester, which is celebrating, by the way, its 25th anniversary year. I'm Jim Cleafield. We're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook, why don't you, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, we've had a very wonderful time here. Again, this is the 15th Annual Golf Invitational. They were expecting to raise in the neighborhood of close to $50,000 for this wonderful organization that helps with end-of-life care, and not just for the older population, but we also heard that they, of course, help those of younger age from infant all the way up to age 21. And as fortunate as it is to say, there's a growing need for hospice care here in Westchester and really throughout the country. I've been hearing stories about how the government has really been cutting funding for these kinds of programs and how they really need to reach out to people, the community, if you will, and in fundraisers like these to get the money they need to help these people with these end-of-life decisions, which is very difficult for family members of any age. And the decision to put them either in hospice or nursing care, this is where a group like Hospice of Westchester really helps make it easier for these families to help them get through the process, if you will, for those end-of-life decisions, the end of care. And that's something that this hospitalist organization is very, very valuable to. And again, as they said, this is one of their biggest fundraisers. They're going to do their 25th anniversary gala later this year. And again, they were expecting to raise about $50,000 from this particular event. So many wonderful sponsors. And yeah, we want to thank a lot of our guests that came on with us today. We talked about Mary Spangler, the CEO, who came with us earlier today. Jack Gagan, who is a supporter as well. Bill Flukes also joined us. And as you just heard earlier, of course, Susan Ubis, who is the board chair of Hospice. And just really all the wonderful efforts of all the staff to help these family members help with those end-of-life decisions and end-of-life care, and that's what they're all about. And we really hope you do support them, and please go onto their website and on social media. Give whatever you can. This is an organization that's really worth supporting. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast here from Westchester Hills Golf Club. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Cleafield. I want to thank our crew for joining us today. My intrepid buddy, Matty Kahan, of course, he is the outstanding engineer that he is, and Andrew Castellano, for all the work he does in putting together these events, and Ron Burke for his help as well. Thank you so much as well. And to you, the listener, because without you, it wouldn't be great radio. We appreciate you as well. This has been Westchester Talk Radio's broadcast from the 15th Annual Golf Invitational to benefit Hospice of Westchester. Just a reminder, we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook. You know where to go. Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to go. Had a wonderful time here, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us again. I'm Jim Cleafield. For all my crew, we hope you have a very nice evening. Please drive home safe, and we'll catch you again next time. See you soon. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark
Creative. We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.